and you're listening to All Things Considered here on Radio Catskill, and it's the end of the first hour of All Things Considered, and this is when we check in with folks in the community, find out how they're doing, find out what they're offering to the community, especially in this time of crisis. And to help us do that right now, joining us live on the line, it's Dale Blagrove, and he's with the Western Sullivan Public Library. Dale, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Jason, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
So how are you doing in this crazy time?
Well, I think I'm, challenged like everybody else, but the library has been, we've been really working hard at providing services for folks and doing this amazing transition to online services that have been really phenomenal and just, really trying to keep in touch with the community.
That's great. And that's why we're talking to you today. And I think I'll just pause here to point out that when we're saying the Western Sullivan Public Library, we're talking about the library that has branches in Calicoon, Jeffersonville, and Narrowsburg. Am I missing any there?
No, those three. That's correct.
That's it. Okay, so that's the Western Sullivan Public Library, and with branches in Calicoon, Jeffersonville, and Narrowsburg. So like you're saying, you're offering more online services. So what kind of form is that taking?
Well, a lot of it, most of our services you can find from our website, which is WSPLonline.org. And one of the great things that we're working on or that we're providing for folks, we provide a service called Canopy, which is online streaming for movies, documentaries, and courses that people would like to take. We also have an e-book system called Overdrive and Libby, where people can download e-books and audiobooks for free.
Oh, wow.
And then currently we also offer Rosetta Stone. So if you're interested in learning a language, all the languages that are offered by Rosetta Stone, we provide that service through the library for free as well. And, most of us know that Rosetta Stone is a great application that was generally out of reach for people, but now it's available. In addition to that, if you would like to do some family research of your ancestry, we're also providing a library edition of Ancestry.com and Heritage Quest. And then to top it off, we also provide consumer reports. So all these services are free to our patrons. And if you are not a member of the library, you can get a library card from us as well. And that is available online.
Okay. All right. And so then if you're a member of the Western Sullivan Public Library, all of these things you just mentioned are available. And it's kind of wild because some of them are literally a digital version of what people might have been able to get at the library. In the case of, instead of going to the library and picking up the latest issue of Consumer Reports, you guys have access to Consumer Reports. Of course, a lot of these things are way beyond whatever somebody would have been able to find at a library. And it seems like this response to this crisis from the library is also part of just how the libraries have been changing anyway in the new digital age.
Yeah, we've made an effort to really keep up with technology in response to that. The digital age is a great resource that we do provide. But for me, there's still nothing like the library that we know it, right? And with that, one of the things that we're looking for, offering once we return again, which we have moved to online, we do live story times for children. That happens once a week with our program coordinator, Kristen. And then I do what's called a tech talk time. I do that 3 days a week from 1 to 2 via Zoom. And I provide just a series of different technologies that we talk about, to help our consumers with things. So, they get a little bit of education and tech support. We also have a fantastic book club that we have, that was a traditional book club that would meet in the library. Now we do that virtually as well. And then one thing that I got hooked on that I didn't really think I was going to get hooked on is we have a couple of people that work for us, Raina and Heather. They provide these crafting YouTube videos that are just amazing during this time. And then in addition, we provide a teen hangout via Zoom for our teen patrons as well. So, there's just a lot going on. And, we're just working out that balance between traditional libraries as well as, you know, being online. So it's been a fun venture.
Right. And that last batch of things that you're offering there, of course, they're taking the place of the other side of what libraries offer, which is, of course, having a gathering place to exchange ideas
right.
and information.
And, you know, and that's important because the libraries have always been a stable, you know, meeting place or gathering place for the community. This is just a different way of doing it, you know. And some of the libraries, it's kind of interesting, you know, because we always provide free Wi-Fi, people will come by and maybe sit on, you know, sit by the library and use the Wi-Fi if they may not have it at home or something like that. So, you know, so we're always creative, you know, part of the community.
Okay, so and you're keeping the community connected at this time that, especially this far into this, that people are really starting to chafe at the social distancing and starting to really feel these effects. You've got these resources to keep people connected.
I think, you know, we quickly adapted the Zoom technology. So not only are we really providing the technology, but we're really providing means of, you know, of communication and interacting with people, right? So we really try to take that approach of it's not social distancing, but physical distance, right? So that way we're able to provide these services and really still, you know, keep in touch with the people and our patrons, and that's just a huge thing.
You got anything additional on the horizon that you're looking at trying to do?
Well, rumor has it. It's not rumor, actually. I'm working on what we're working on doing is providing a great podcast series, you know, for the library, for the community. You know, there's a wealth of knowledge and information about, you know, our area here that it's just untapped. And I'm amazed at all the, you know, from conversations with all the various patrons, how much knowledge they have about the industry, about, you know, farming, about textiles, just about all these different things that people don't know about. So we think it's a fantastic opportunity just to really get that information out, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, and again, what's the website?
So our website is WSPLonline.org.
WSPLonline.org. And if you aren't already a member, you can become a member at the website, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, currently we also have a couple other things that are going on, which is really kind of interesting. You know, from the website, of course, you can launch to do your, you know, your census, which is an important thing that we want people to do.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that's a huge thing. And then also we have a really interesting competition that's going on. It's called a Book Cover Recreation Challenge. And so that's really kind of interesting. It's an opportunity where a patron has the ability to look, you know, take a book and try to recreate the cover with things or items that they have in the house. And they can find more details on that on our website. And it just seems like a fun thing to do. So
well, yeah,
you know, we're always trying to find something fun and interesting for the community.
And that reminds me of what I've seen on social media people are doing, I think at the encouragement of museums, people are mm-hmm. trying to recreate a famous works of art, often featuring themselves, but sometimes just featuring found objects around the house. So you're doing this with book covers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because one of the things that, you know, I know when I, you know, and I'm great and kind of bad at it, but one of the things that, you know, I may choose a book for is really by the cover, right?
Mm.
You know, so I see a fantastic cover that just draws me into it. So we have this little contest that, you know, again, where people can recreate a book cover, you know, with items from the house. And there's a $25 gift certificate that comes with to the winner.
Oh, okay. And how long is that going on for? Is that like, did you refresh it weekly or what's the time?
That goes on, I believe, let's see, that goes on until I believe it's May 2nd.
Okay, cool.
But again, all the information, they can see that right on, you know, right on our website.
Right on the website. All right. That's great. And I don't know. So you're doing this at the library. You're trying to keep people connected. Again, Western Sullivan Public Library has branches in Jeffersonville, Calicoon, and Narrowsburg. Are you able to gauge at all how the community is doing? Is there anything that you're hearing from people that are checking in that would give us any insight into, broadly speaking, how folks are doing at this time and how the community is weathering these unique times?
Definitely the people miss the, you know, the interaction of people, right? And one of the things that we have been doing, you know, because we are part of the community, we've actually started to reach out to our patrons to kind of check in on them, right? Because, you know, not everyone has someone to talk to, you know, which is what the library is for some people. But we try to make sure that we still, you know, give them that, you know, voice, you know, not necessarily technology reach out, you know, so we can get a sense of them and just let them know that we're still there for them, you know, during this time and also when we open up and return.
So along those lines and sentiments, I just want to share this with you. This is a quote that Tim Bruno found from the Atlantic magazine saying that they recently characterized America's public libraries as second responders, saying, quote, stepping up for their communities in time of natural or man-made disasters like hurricanes, floods, shootings, fires, and big downturns in individual lives, and saying that you guys are the second responders, which is that's a pretty interesting way of looking at it. And I feel like, you know, libraries sometimes just get overlooked.
Well, you know, I don't think they get overlooked. They maybe sometimes get a little bit forgotten, but when people walk through the doors, you know, one of the common things that we always get is, oh my goodness, we didn't know that you offered this service. And so they're always amazed by it. And, you know, so it's always nice to, you know, make sure that we have our doors open for that. And again, it's an important place for the community. It's so valuable. And, you know, we're honored and, you know, kind of blessed to have the opportunity to do what we do within our community here.
And speaking of keeping your doors open, does a library have any needs? I've been concerned about how different nonprofits are doing. Various nonprofits like arts organizations or us here at the radio, we need to go to the community and ask for funding. Are you guys doing well in that regard?
Well, we're a public service organization, so of course not, right? So, no, I'm just kidding.
That's why I asked.
I'm amazed with what we do with what we have and continue to do. You know, most of our programs are, you know, operated through, you know, funds or grants, right? So, you know, and we do really well at doing researching and, you know, and applying for, you know, different things. You know, one thing, for instance, that I've been granted and able to work on is with the American Library Association. There's this new program called Libraries Changing Communities, right? And it's focused on just rural libraries in America. So I'm working with this team across the country on really having discussions and ideas of what we can do, you know, to better service our patrons and our community in rural, you know, rural America. And it's just fascinating and fun. So, there's things like that that are covered, through the American Library Association, as well.
That's great. Well, Dale Blagrove, you're with the Western Sullivan Public Library, and we thank you so much for talking to us today. Let's just give that website one more time.
Sure. It's WSPLonline.org.
All right, that's great. Well, have a great day.
And when you're there and you're checking through the services, always check on our online calendar, where you can sign up for any of the courses and activities that we offer virtually.
So, like all those things you were listing, that's a good clearinghouse for that, is looking at the calendar and a way
exactly.
to sign up for them. Yeah. Oh, great. All right, Dale, thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much for having us, and look forward to talking to you soon.
That's great. Thank you. Right, that was great. Western Sullivan Public Library offering a lot. I think maybe we'll make the effort to check in with some of the other libraries around the community, too, to find out what they're doing. This is WJFF. We're Radio Catskill. We're here for you no matter what, keeping you connected. And that's it for this hour of news. Stay tuned. More news to come.